We are on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. The fourth line from the top. Toshma. The Kitzel we had till now a member of Rav. That Rav said that Eva Minachai Tzorich Kizayis. My time achilok sibay. That one has to eat a kezayis from an eva minachai, that means, and as the Gemara explained later, it is not necessary that the boso of the eva minachai should be a kezayis, but al koponim, in order to be chayv on an eva, you need at least, Gidim v'atzomeis that are mashlim to the shir boser a shir kezayis. But if you have a complete eva that is not a kezayis, one is not chayiv, because it says alosh and achila vein achila poches mekezayis. Toshma notal tziper she'ein boi kezayis. A person took a tzipur she'ein boi kezayis va'ochloi, and he ate it. He ate up the whole tzipur. Rebbe poiter v'Rav Elazar v'Rav Shimon mechayiv. So we have here over here that a person ate up a whole tzipur b'chayeho, and we'll see as the sugya progresses. The machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon is, do I say, b'chayeho le'ivorim emedes, v'lav le'ivorim emedes. But do I consider when a person eats a whole tzipur, is it considered he ate a multitude of evorim, of eva minachai, or is it considered a whole tzipur does not have a shame eva? It's aimed to be separated. The evorim that are aimed to be eaten are aimed to be separated from the tzipor, but not to be eaten as one entity. So Rebbe holds, not al tzipor she'ein by kezayis va'ochloi, Rebbe poiter, Rebbe holds, there's no chiv of eva minachai if one eats a whole tzipor without separating the evorim. Rav Elazar bar Rav Shimon mechayev. Rav Elazar bar Rav Shimon holds that one is chayev. And the Mishnah is very distinct. It says, she'ein boi kezayis. So the Makshin held that the whole tzipur doesn't have a kezayis. The size of the tzipur is less than a kezayis. And if there's a chiv of eva min achay, according to Rav Elazar bar Rav Shimon, you're chayev. And if there's no chiv of Eva Minachai, so you're potter, so there's no Issa. Omar, now, but we're continuing now in the machloikis of Rabbi Elazar bar Rav Shimon. Omar, Rabbi Elazar bar Rav Shimon, al v'choyma, so yes, the kasha and Rabbi, I don't understand you. Al Eva mimeno chayit, if he would take off one Eva from this tzipa, and he would eat it, so that's an eva minachai. Al kula leikoshkeits, if he ate up the whole tzibah, which is a multitude of evorim, so he shouldn't be chayim al eva minachai, he ate a lot of evorim. So he didn't separate it, but he ate a lot of evorim. Why shouldn't he be chayim al eva minachai? That Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon's kashe on Rebbe. Fine. So this is the machlokes, if there's a chiyuv of eva minachai, when the evorim were not separated. Chomko va'ochlo. Now what happens if he choked this tzipur and then ate it up? Divrei hakel b'kezayis. So then the chiv is alts nevele. Then you need a kezayis. Divrei hakel b'kezayis. Fine. So we have here a machlokes in the reisha. If there a chiv eva min achay, if a person ate a tzipur shleima, But then it says, if there is an achiv eva min achai, you don't need a kezayis. A tzipa she'en by kezayis. And the sefer says, if he killed it, so now there's no shayla of eva min achai. So it says in the sefer, chonka va'ochla divrei hakel by kezayis. Is atkan loy pligi, ela damar sovar b'chayeha le'evorim emedes. Rebbe holds that Bechayel, it's a blessing of Shimon holds Bechayel Evorim Emedes, as means it's oimet to be eaten Evorim Evorim. So Memele, if one eats the whole tzipper, it's considered he ate a lot of Evorim. Umar sover bechayeo lav leivorim emedes. It is not oimed to be eaten leivorim. If he is somemele in this matzev, it's not called a tzipa with many evorim. That's the machlokes, and we'll see as the sugya progresses what the oimek svaris of this machlokes is. But the kula alme mia loy beinon kizayis. But let's not get involved in the proti hamachlokes. But it says clearly, if there is a chiyav of eva min achai, it says clearly she'ein not al tzipo she'ein boy kizayis, v'ochloy that you're chayav according to Rabbi Elazar bar Shimon. So you see that there's no necessity to eat a kezayis. Eva does not have to be a kezayis. The whole tzipah is less than a kezayis. Omar Rav Nachman b'mashu boso gidim va'atzomes. No, you're learning wrong pshat in this baraisa. Not al tzipah she'ein boi kezayis, mi she'ein boi kezayis boso. You're learning wrong pshat. The tzipah is a kezayis when you add together the gidim batzomis, but there's no kezayis boso. There's no kezayis boso. Frech the Gemara, so the Gemara asks like this. So you're making a nekimta, which we're saying like this, that the Mishnah ein by kezayis does not mean the tzipah and its entity. It means there's no kezayis basal in the tzipah, and it only becomes nishlam to give them batzom. It's fine, but each eiver is there's a kezayis. So the Gemara says, "Ad kan loy pligi." Yeah. Mi omar amnach mevash bos gidim batzom. It's like the Gemara, "Umi ike midi de bekulei lespe kizayis boso." This whole oif does not have a kizayis boso. Ubachad eiver is kizayis b'mashu boso gidim batzomis. So the Gemara asks Akasha as follows. That means you're telling me the tzipah could have she'en bo kezayis means it doesn't have a kezayis boso. Doesn't have a kezayis boso, but it has a vorim. It has, let's say, 6, 10 evorim, which each one has a kezayis. Boso gidim batzomis. Right, but it doesn't have, the whole tzipa doesn't have a kezayis boso. So the Gemara says, so this is a very modern kimta. If you have a tzipa that has a evorim, 4 evorim, 5 evorim, which each evor is a kezayis, and it doesn't have in the whole tzipa a kezayis of boso, because if it would have in the whole tzipa a kezayis of boso, so you should be chayiv according to Rabbi Altsposa min achay. So you tell me a very modern akimta. You tell me an akimta that's speaking about that a volume have kezayisim, but the whole tzipa doesn't have one kezayis of bosa. So the most of that's very modern. You have a tzipa that has a few kezayisim of a volume, and there's not one kezayis bosa. ומי יקמידי דבקולי לספי כזייס בוסה, ומדו הוצי פרדזנא מון כזייס בוסה, ובחד עבר איס כזייס במשהו בוסה, גידם בעצומס, I mean, we talk about, we have a few עבורים, and on each עבי נידה כזייס, and you're telling me, so I have such a bird, that with all the evolved, there's not one kezayis bosa. If you learn kezayis means the whole bird is less than kezayis, it's fine. I'll have a tiny bird. But you're telling me it's a bird that has a few kezayisim. And there shouldn't be a kezayis bosa. Omar Rav Shavya Ein Bekalnisa. It's speaking about a kalnisa. So the Rabbi Negershin explains, a kalnisa is an oiftome grad, and the Menegashi says, atzome shalor gasois, that has thick bones, ve'im bobosar elamat, there's very little, it's skin, bones, and very little meat, thick bones it has. So memela, so the whole bird doesn't have a kezayis obosa. That's right. It has a bosom, which are kezayisim, the volume are mostly bone and skin, there's a mad bosa. And in the whole oif, you don't have a kezayis of bosa. It's not gefällig. Frechtige more, aimosaif. Now, if we're speaking about a kalnisa, this bird kalnisa is an oif tome. She's saying we're speaking about a kalnisa. So aimosaif, chonko va'ochlo, it says if he choked this tzipor, divrei hakel b'kezayis. So then everyone agrees, then you need a kezayis of bosa. You need a kezayis of bosa, because then the lab is out in the veiler, so you need a kezayis of bosa. V'kalnisa oif tomehu, a kalnisa is an oif tomeh, v'omar rav tmeyo bein b'chayeho bein b'misoso b'mashu. If it's a naif tome, so a naif tome is a berye. So if it's a naif tome, she should be chayiv. Forget about the veil, she should be chayiv al naif tome. You just said it's speaking about a kalnisa, which is a naif tome. So memela filu, you should be chayiv a filu on the kosher. You don't need a kezayis. A naif tome is a berye. If you ate up the whole naif tome. So the Gemara answers, Elo ke'en kalnisa. That what we said, it's speaking about a kalnisa. That we said, we're speaking about a kalnisa, means we're just giving a moshul by this kalnisa. You can see clearly this is a bird, which is skin and bones and very little meat. But we mean, we're talking about a knife torah, which is these characteristics of a kalnisa. Agavuche, the Rabbi Kevege asks Akasha, is among an Abram, in Simen Reish Yud Sif Dalet, there's a Shitas, Abba Rishayim, a Yerushalmi, that if a person eats a berye, Yochayev, to make a brocha achoyne, even though it's not a kezayis, because a berye has a cheshivis. So for example, a person will eat a grape, and the grape is less than a kezayis, so yechayiv according to the shita, because is a berye has a cheshivis, and you ate the berye. So the Magen Avraham brings from the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoine, that is dafke, if the whole grape was eaten, and the pit is edible, you eat the pits also. So then it's called, I ate a berye. But if I'll eat an olive, and I'll swallow the pit, so, I'm not saying this is, one should do this, about kaponim, if a person ate an olive and he swallowed the pit, so then the Rabbeinu says that's not called he ate a berya, because he didn't eat the berya, a pit is not edible. There's a cheshivis of a berya, but that's not if you ate the berya. If there's a chelak of the berya is the pit, and the pit is not edible, So it's not shy to say, I ate a billion. As I took the mug in the room, so aces by pomegranate, by grape, there's such a concept of a eating a berya becoming mechuyev to make a brocha achroine. But by an olive alone, it's not shy because the one of the components of the olive is the pit that's not edible. As I took the mug in the room. So Rabbi Kivega asks Akashi, doesn't say from our Gemara it seems clearly if a person ate a tzipur tamayo, is bakosho, yechayev, because it's a berya. So he says he doesn't understand. He says the yatzomis of the oiv tamei are not edible. It's not edible over there. So it's not called I ate a berya according to this Magen Avraham. As I said, Rabbi Kivega blibes by a tzorchim. How is it shayach to eat a oif tomei and to be chayim less than a kezais because it's a berya? Before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention a shtikel ha'ore. We heard by Emerson two mahalchim how to teach the baraisa. The machshin held notel tziper she'ein by kezayis ba'ochloi means that the whole tziper did not have a kezayis and he ate it. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and the Gemara Zakasha and Rav, the Chiv is al Teivim min Achai, the Chiv Eivim min Achai needs a Kezai. That was the Kasha and Rav. The Gemara says at Teretz that no, it's different. Nosso Tzipa Sheim Boi Boso Kezai. That doesn't mean the Tzipa doesn't have a Kezai, it doesn't have Boso Kezai. So Al Kaponim, the Makshin understood that not all tzipa shein by kezayis means the whole tzipa doesn't have a kezayis. There's a problem on Rav. But without Rav, Shalom al Yisrael. That means without Rav, and Eva Mechai, you know, that's the Torah that it says, Leisoichel, you have to make a Maisa Achila on the Eva. That's Rav's a Shtik Torah. Without Rav, I would say, if you eat an Eva, Yechai, I feel it doesn't have, there's no Isser Achille and a neighbor. Fine. So we had two ways to learn Pshat in not al tzipa shein by kezayis. The Makshin held not al tzipa shein by kezayis means that the whole tzipa doesn't have a kezayis. And the Gemara answered according to Rav, not al tzipa shein by boso kezayis. Doesn't have a boso kezayis. But the tzipa has a few kezayis. So, according to the Makshin, the Sefer of the Baraisa says as follows. Chonka va'ochlo. What if it's chonka va'ochlo, he choked it, now it's dead. Divrei hakel b'kezayis. Now you need a kezayis, because now the chiv is alts nevele. So you need a kezayis. So lechayre, according to the Makshin, ain't by kezayis means the whole bird doesn't have a kezayis. Chon kavach divrahakel b'kezayis. So lechayre, you should fatayis that the whole bird needs a kezayis. That's lechayre. If ain't by kezayis means the bird doesn't have a kezayis, is chonka the bird has to have a kezayis. So. L'chayr is very schwer. I feel that the bird has a kezayis. It's a nevela, but by nevela, yizichan ha-metzarev. If the whole bird is a kezayis, and there's gidam ba-tomis also, then you're not chayv al nevela. Nevela, you only chayv al tzboso. So how did the Makshin understand pshat the sefer? If he understood ain by kezayis means the bird doesn't have a kezayis, So the same is Chomka, Divrei Hakum, Bekezayis, the bird needs a Kezayis. And if it has a Kezayis, L'chay Yosu shouldn't be Chayim Altz Nebeila. Because this Gidim Batzom is also in the bird. Sakad Yibichay Altz Nebeila. According to the Tarzan, it's very good. Not Tzipa She'ein Boi Bosor Kezayis. I'm talking about the bird. We're talking about the Bosor content in the bird. So Mamela, so the Reisha says, if there's a chile, even minachai, so aim by posuk kezayis. You don't need in the whole bird of posuk kezayis. But if you choked it, you need in the bird of posuk kezayis. Because now the chiyuv is alf nevela. They will need a posuk kezayis. But according to the Makshin, I don't understand how he understood pshat in the safe. Okay, that's our shtickle ha'orah. Before we see Rashi. Now let us see Rashi. Not al tzipar vihi tohira. We're speaking about a tzipar tohira. His Rebbe Poiter, Meforish Va'ozel, the Gemara will explain, the Kosova ein ever minachai bishleimo. That if you eat a whole bird, that's not called ever minachai. The lab Eivel Mikrayet. That is not called an Eivel. A whole bird, a complete bird, without the separation of the Eivorim, is not called an Eivel. It's called a bird. It's not called an Eivel. Fine. Okay. So therefore, Rebbe point, this is Nochiv, an Eivel Minachai. I ate a whole bird. I didn't, that's not called, I ate five Eivorim. I ate a bird. A bird is a different entity. A bird is not a combination of Eivorim. Fine. So now, Rashi had a shayla. Rashi had a shayla that, so if it says, Notal tzipa she'ein boike zayis va'ochloi Rebbe poita. Rebbe patels if there's ein boike zayis. Now, it would seem, now, talking about a live bird, if yesh boike zayis, it seems that the whole machloikas is ein boike zayis. So, Belazar, Rav Shimon is Machayev al Tzeiva Minachai, and Rebbe Patels, because there's not the Neiva Minachai, that's Ein Boi Kezayis, over Yesh Boi Kezayis, then it would seem, according to everyone, you'll be Chayev. Mi Uyiki Kezayis, Ave Machayev, Loigora Mi Boso Minachai, the Machayev Olobe Kezayis, Tonami Bosaru. So Rashi says, but if there would be a Kezayis, you'd be Chayim als Boso Minachai. Now I'd like to just mention two Ha'oris on this Rashi. Ha'ori number one, L'chayre, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, the Ein Boi Kezayis means the bird doesn't have a Kezayis. So Yesh Boi Kezayis would mean that the bird has a Kezayis. And then according to everyone, you're chayiv. So Rashi says, you're chayiv al tzbosa min achay. Why you're chayiv al tzbosa min achay? If the whole bird is a kezayis, you don't have a kezayis of bosa. You've given about tzomis over here. And so why you're chayiv al tzbosa min achay? So this kasha, Baruch Hashem, I found, the Rosh Yosef asks the kasha. And the Rosh Yosef says, according to the Makshin, it's just coming to tell us the Chiddush of Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Not come tell us that Rebbe will be made by Kezayis. It's coming to tell us that according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, even though there's no Kezayis, Yechayel Tz'alz Eivim Minachai. But according to Rebbe, your Kezayis will not help the situation at all. Fine. That's according to the Maksh. According to the Tals, and let's learn according to the Tals, and then Rashi is very good. So we're speaking about the Bosa content of the Tzipah. Not al tzipah she'ein boi bosor kezayis. He took a tzipah that does not have bosor kezayis, va'ochloi, and he ate this tzipah. Is Rebbe Poiter, because al tevim lechai, Rebbe holds it's not called an evim lechai. If there would be a bosor kezayis, then you'd be chayiv. So according to the Maskonas HaGemore, Rashi is very good. Now, I'd like to mention Rabbi Kivege has amoyre de kehaoge an Rashi, ni bleibt bei Atzorach hier. Rashi asks Akashe, we learned previously, a member of Rav, Ochol tzipa teire b'chayer b'kol shehu, b'misoso b'kezayis, b'misoso yechay b'kezayis, and then the Gemara also says, I mean, b'oso gidem b'atom et sofiyet, tzipa teire b'chayer b'kol shehu, kol shehu b'oso yechay b'atay b'minachay, b'misoso b'kezayis, you need a kezayis, ultimately you need a kezayis of b'oso. So Rashi asks Akashem, L'chayre, why did need a kezayis? I ate a whole bird who was an avela. So I should be chayim al tberia. Rashi asks Akashem, this is a berya, a whole bird is a berya. So I should be chayim, I feel less than a kezayis. I ate a berya of an avela. I ate a whole nevela. This is Rashi's kashem. So Rashi answers a teretz, Lekel l'chiyuvay mishum berye, l'chshenivreis l'yhoya l'ashem nevela. Hilkach alav v'nevela l'imachayev adi kekezayis. Now Rashi says, Amboyre de kezach. Rashi, this is a big machlokes harishayinim, what constitutes a berye. So Rashi holds one of the tnoyim of a berye is that when it was created, it was created a berya. So Mela, Bishas creation was a berya. So Rashi says that it became a nevela after creation. First was created and then it died. So Mela, so Rashi says, Tashinibreis lehoya lehashem nevela. Hilka alav the nevela lehmechayiv at kezayis. That means let's speak about the simple cases. A tzipor tmeya was created a tzipor tmeya. It's alive. It's dead. It's a berya. A tzipor tmeya is a berya. Because this is was created a tmeya. It's alive or dead. This is a berya of a tzipor tmeya. A nevela was not created a nevela. Later it became a nevela. So, on the lav of nevela, you can't say I'm chayv on a kosher because it's a berya. Since it wasn't created a nevela, so memela, there's no chayv of a berya. So Rashi tells us, if the Issa was chal b'shas briyosoi, that's called a berya. If the Issa is chal later, then it's not called a berya. So Rabbi Kevega asks, so let's speak about the Isser of Bosor Minachai. The Isser of Bosor Minachai, so Lachayre Mishas Briyosoi, it was Bosor Minachai already. This is not like a nevela. So Rabbi Kevega says he doesn't understand Rashi. We just now learned the Rashi. Rashi says, it says, Ochol tzipur tohoira, not ochol tzipur she'ein by kezayis. If there's no kezayis, you're potter, according to Rabbi, because there's no chiyuv of eva minachai on a whole tzipur. For Rashi says, but if there be a kezayis, then I'll be chayiv, als bosa minachai. But Rabbi Kevega doesn't begin to understand why by bosa minachai you need a kezayis. It's a berya. It was created bosom minachai already. So you have a berya. It's a berya of bosom minachai. So why aren't you chayiv afilu pochas mikezayis? The cassava shlema, if you have a whole tzipa,
איבר מן החי גודל מזה, יהיה והוא בנצ'ה ביבורם עביר, ובאיבר לא הבינה כזייס, that's a דגמון דסטות, והבא מינה, אין בו כזייס means, and the whole tipper does not כזייס, because an איבר does need כזייס. חון קו ואוכלו, אין כאן אלא יש הנבלה, והנבלה לא מחייב, משום בריה, like I said before, because it wasn't born in הנבלה, וכזייס בינה. Now, the Gemara, Rashi is going to explain the machlokes of Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon holds le'ivorim emedes, le'natcho emedes. Now, it's oimed now to be cut up, evorim evorim. Hilkach, Kol Eiver the Eiver Shebo, every Eiver that is found in this Zipper, Kori Eiver Bifnei Atzma, each one is an Eiver. It's Oymed Lemaise to Lenatcho Bechayeho. We have to understand what we're talking about. Lenatcho Bechayeho. Hilkach kol eiver ve'eiver shebo, kori eiver bifnei atzmo. So now, since it's oimed each eiver lenatcha bechayel, so each eiver has a shame eiver, v'yesh kan mishum eiver min achay, demachay b'choldu. Umi yuchodu demachay. So now, if I ate a whole tzipor, which is 10 eivorim, I'm chay von malkes, the choda haschoi, there's one hascho. So bekitzel, Rebbe holds love le'ivori me'medes. This tzipor is not oimed to be separated in evorim ad she'tishochet till obi gishoch ve'ein kan shem eiver. So there's no evorim here. Eiver, there's an entity of an eiver. There's a bird and an eiver. When they're oimed to be separated, then they're this called eivorim. Bechayel, it's not oimed to be separated. Be'ein kan shem eiver. Elim kein efrishay. That means, but if we'll take off an eiver bechayel, according to Rebbe, oh. Now this is an Eiver Min Achai. Now it's an Eiver Min Achai. Yeah. Avo de Kul Alma. That's the Machloikis. And we'll later, as the Sugya progresses, we'll see perhaps more of an insight in this Machloikis. Avo de Kul Alma Le'Eiver Levin and Kezayis. About Eiver doesn't need a Kezayis. Kedekta'afel according to Rebbe, Kal Vochayma, because Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon made a Kal Vochayma. So why isn't he chayev if he ate the whole tzipor? So Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon made a kal v'chomer from an eiver, and the eiver dings of net Rebbe, and the kal v'chomer dings because he made a for take off one eiver he'll be chayev. And if he eats the whole thing, which is five eivorim, so he shouldn't be chayev. That's the kal v'chomer Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon. But the kal v'chomer was based on the fact that al eiver menul chayev. And that Rebbe is Maidah, Alei v'menul Chai. So we see that Yechai v'medol, there's no Kizayis. Fine. So the Gemara says no. That what it says, that Ein Boi Kizayis, means Ein Boi Kizayis Bozo, B'mashu Bozo. Hodik Toni Shein Boi Kizayis, Shein Boi Kizayis Bozo, Hello Mashu, B'gidim Batzom Is Mashlim Ele Kizayis. Fakta Gemara, mi ike mi di oif kochosh kolkach, there's such a skinny oif that in the whole oif you have kezaisim of evorim, and you don't have one kezaias of bosa, the bekuli lake kezaias bosa, vohu godel, we're speaking about a big bird, sheba achas me evorim, ike kezaias b'mashu bosa, v'gidem v'atzomis, v'mashu bosa, v'gidem v'atzomis mashlimim, d'ktoni aleivim imenu chayim. V'amalto d'be kezaias askina,
Well, you said we're speaking about the eight and Eva that has a Kezayis. So we have an Eiv that has a volume which are the size of Kezayisim. Bereshit Tani Shemay Kezayis Bekmina Deleke Kezayis Bosa. There's no Kezayis Bosa. How could it be, the way you're saying Pshat, that there's a volume that have Kezayisim and in the whole Eiv there's no Kezayis Bosa? Simon says, yeah, Kalnisa Eiv Kochosh Merei, the very skinny that it's only bone and skin and very little meat. But the Gemara Kal Nisa if Tomeyu and Hey the Lucky is in the veil of Apochas Mekazayis is a Tomei Meike the Berye. Doma Rav we learned before Tomei Ben Mechayev Ben Misosa Bechoshu. So the Gemara says no, I didn't mean that. Speak about a Kal Nisa Kain Kal Nisa Oif Toil Shu Kochush. Ka'in kalnis. We're talking about an Eiv Toil that has the similarities, the characteristics of a kalnisa that is more bone and skin than meat, and then he could have in the whole Eiv. There shouldn't be a Kezayis Bosa. Fine. Let us go a little further. Now here we'll see Meira de Kechidusha. Amarov. Im Timtza Loima. Saba Rebbe Machshebes Oichlim Shmo Machshove. Now, Zamir de Karashi, we will see, Rebbe said like this, I don't know Shitas Rebbe B'chola Teira Kuba. I don't know what Rebbe holds. But, if we will say that Rebbe holds that Machshebes Oichlim, if a person is a Machshove Legabi Achille, it creates dinim. If that's Shitas Rebbe, then I'm going to tell you a chiddush. I don't know if Rebbe holds like this. But he says like this. Im tim tzuloi mesova Rebbe machshebes oichlem shmo machshove. Chishev lo oichlo eiver eiver. What is according to Rebbe, if a person thought he's going to eat this oif, he have a lebedeke oif, and he decided he's going to eat it Eiver Eiver. The whole lomdus of Rebbe was that b'chayel, it's not oimit to be eaten Eivor, unless you take off an Eiver. But what if a person thought, I'm going to eat this oif now, he's looking at others, need this Eiver, this Eiver, then that's what he thought he's going to do. Then he ate the whole bird. But he had an intent to eat Eiver Eiver b'chayel. He had such an intent. Zogt Rove, in tim soloi mesove Rebbe machsheves oichlem shmo machshove, chishev lo oichlo Eiver Eiver v'ochlo kulo chayev. So then it'd be chayev. That means the whole machloikis Rebbe in Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon is what is it oimet? What is oimet for a tzipa? Is it oimet to be eaten eva eva b'chayel? Or is not oimet to be eaten eva eva b'chayel? I mean, lots of Rav Shimon holds it's oimet to be eaten eva eva b'chayel. That'd be old enough. But if I think I'm going to eat it eva eva b'chayel, I'm going against no one does it, but I'm going to do it. So the God be me, it has a shame eva already, and I believe the whole thing, I'll be chayel. I'll save him in a chai. Let's see what Rashi says. Im timtza loimem, timtza be'echod mitvorev shal Rebbe Balma. If you'll find some place from one of the mamorim of Rebbe, the islay machsheves oichlin, im chishev loichlom kinyin ze, shmo machshove, the machshove, what he thought to do, creates dinim, vozlinim basro, we will dance with his machshove, Chishev lo'eichel etzipo ze she'im bo kezayis. It doesn't have a kezayis of bosa. Eiver, eiver. Go le'adate de le'ivorim emedes. So, by him, he's going to eat it le'ivorim. V'chiyoch lo shleimo nami eiver karinim be'eid. So then it's called the eid and eiver. I just want to mention two ha'oris on this gemara that the one ha'oris B'chsam Seifa asks, One other Rabbi Kibbeger asks. We're talking about a very interesting machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon. Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon says, oit is oimet to be eaten evorim evorim. So maybe it's considered now like it's already evorim evorim. Rabbi says it's not oimet to be eaten evorim evorim. If I think to eat it evorim evorim, no, so then it's like evorim evorim. I mean, kan shayla ben, you're not allowed to eat it evorim evorim. I mean, we say, samerlik zach kund Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon. An oit is oimet to be eaten evorim evorim. Shem yishemayim, this is not Yisrael. Alei v'minachai. You're allowed to eat it, evorim evorim. A goy is not allowed to eat it. A yid is not allowed to eat it. It's oimet to be eaten, evorim evorim. I mean, oimet, who's going to eat it, evorim evorim? You won't find an elderly person that's going to eat it, not a yid, not a goy, no, eat it, evorim evorim. So, on that, the Chasam Sofer says, as follows, the Achshav Shenesel the Yisrael la'akum, v'vadi einay medes li'ochel le'ivorim b'chayel. That's poshut. Now you'll take a census. Is it oimet to be eaten evorim evorim? No shayla about it. V'machloikis ilu loynesel. If there wouldn't have been a Yisrael eva minachay, we're not talking about the hilchis ha-toyre seem, or that's like Arya the Revi'alei. We have to look at it, the shayla is, oimet to be nevorim evorim, is dal the halachis. The halachis, we have to look at it as if it's a fish. A fish is nechal kamay shulchai. Is it nechal evorim evorim? It's not nechal evorim evorim. That's number one. That's one you saw. Some say this as a libid Rashi, but that's the shayla. But for some reason, the Isure Toire do not play a role here. The shayla is it's oimet to be nevorim evorim, not oimet to be nevorim evorim. Fine. And Rav said, but if he thought he did nevorim evorim, so then forget about oimet, but it's oimet to be nevorim evorim. Frekt Rabbi Kibbeger another shayla. So Rav said, according to Rabbi, if I said I'm the Borom Avorim, now it's Oymet Yid Avorim Avorim. But at the last minute, he didn't eat the Borom Avorim. He popped the whole thing in his mouth. So for some reason, we say that I decided to eat the Borom Avorim. It's called the Borom Avorim. That lemaisa that I popped it into my mouth and did not take each Ava separately, that's irrelevant. It's Evorim, Evorim, since I thought he'd Evorim, Evorim, that way impulsively I ate all them together. It's called the Yate, Evorim, Evorim. That was the poil, I ate it now, Bechayot, I ate it all together, does not make it Ois Evorim, Evorim. Al Kaponim, that's the first member of it. On alei avaya umi ike midi, the ilu ochelei ache loy mechayit, the ochelei hay mechayit. So avaya is a mordik akasha. Avaya is a kasha that, avaya is a kasha, so comes out a mordik azach according to Rebbe. You have two people, one decided to eat it in Borim Eborim. He decided to eat it. Another person didn't decide to eat Evorim Evorim. And so if that person will eat it, he won't get Malkus Hatzeivim Minachai. If I'll eat it, I'll get Malkus Hatzeivim Minachai. It can be such a thing as if it's a bite. Amalei, so Rav answered him, Zeh Levi Machshavte, Zeh Levi Machshavte. What's your problem? This one did not even intend to eat Evorim Evorim. So it's not called Leivorim Emedes. This one ate it Leivorim Evorim, and there's some Emele who'll get Malkus. This one ate it. Got someone asked Sakasha, so how will you give Aschor? I mean, you give Malkus. You give me Malkus. You know what I was thinking about. So it seems, so I forgot someone asked Sakasha, say a Teretz, that he told them, listen, you get Malkus, I'll save him in a high.
If he kept quiet, he should have said, I didn't think to either Evom, Evom. I mean, well, what are you saying, Afapikin? Why were you mekabel the hascho? So if Yenna was master malfeva minachayin, he didn't answer him back, that's a raya that you thought Evom, Evom. Someone says the status. Fine. Then Rava says, goes a little further. But Omar Rava, the other way, Im tim saloy masava rabalosa barab shimin machshave soich mishmo machshave chishem laoich la meisa. Why does the coin to rabalosa barab shimin that holds behema bachaya leivormi matters? I thought I won't eat this lebedikate. I'm first going to eat it when it's dead. Lebedikate I won't pick. I won't separate any evorim from it. So coin to rabalosa barab shimin. So in Tim Saloy Mesavar Balosa Barav Shimon Machshavas Oichlo Mishmo Machshava Chishav La Oichlo Meisa VaOchlo Chaya. He thought he's in VaOchlo Chaya. But so then according to Rabbi Lebez Reza Barav Shimon, so it's not called Eivorim Emedes because I thought I'm going to eat it after it's dead. Amalei Abay Mikimita Dilochle Echad. I see they bring down from the Shalmi. There are two members of Rava. First, Rava said, I feel according to Rebbe, if Machshav is Oichlam Shmo Machshav, you'll be Chayiv. Then he says, according to Rabbi Lazar Barab Shimon, if Machshav is Oichlam Shmo Machshav, you'll be Potter. So what's these two members? So the Shalmei Toide says that I would think Tavke Lechumri Yisei Machshavas Oichlam Shmo Machshavat. I mean, he said according to Rebbe, if this person thought that he's going to eat it Levitikei Tevorim Evorim, so Lechumri it has a din Levorim Emedes. But Lekule to say that I hold Levorim Emedes, and he thought he's only eating Lachem Yisoso, so Lekule to be Mavki in the Yisrael Minachai, I wouldn't think that you say such a kula. Even Rava said no. Rava said that a fellow lekula machshavas oichlam will help to take off the chiyuv. What does Rashi say? Ochalei acha loy mechayiv leeva mikraya lechayiv aleh b'cholshu laoichlam meisa the golidaita the bechaya lav leivorim emedes. I'd just like to be Messiah with Akasha of Rabbi Kiveger. We have here Machloikis Tanoim, if you say, Behema Bechayel Leivorim Emedes. According to Rabbi Losa Barab Shimon, you have a walking Behema that is, it's a combination of many evorim, but it's called evorim. It's oimed to be separated. It's called evorim. The Gemara in Pesachim brings down Shitas Rav Avo that whenever it says loisoichal, so it means isarano also. Like the Gemara, so it should come out that an Eva Minachai, the Seichel Nefesh in Maboso, it should come out that Eva Minachai should be also Bano, and Gemara is right, it's not also Bano, honestly, maybe you're not allowed to give it a goy, but it's not also Bano. Kasha. If you hold that Behema b'chayel leivorim emedes, so comes out every behema is also bano. Oh, the behema that would be also bano. It says leisachreish, leisachshem sher bedishoy, leisachshem sher vachamer yachdo. They did malacha with shvarim. I mean, how you to do malacha with shvarim? Zakoch, he's gishpat evach b'chay, is muta bano. That's Rabbi Kiveger Zakasha, according to Rabbi Lazar Barab Shimon. Unless the Tzidkum was going according to Rabbi. About Kaponim, this is a horror from Rabbi Kiveger.